Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 48 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy directed all employees in his department to respond to Elon Musk's directed email that requires all employees in the government to list five accomplishments or face termination. Other federal agencies are telling their workers not to respond. That contributes to confusion, says ABC's Karen Travers in Washington.
It's also important to note that when the administration has gone to court, they have actually said, White House lawyers have said in court, that Elon Musk has no formal or actual authority to make government decisions. They have said that he is operating in an advisory capacity, which would certainly indicate he doesn't have the ability then to just say over a tweet, a message on X, that people can get fired.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his government hopes to sign a deal in Washington. Negotiators working with the U.S. to get U.S. access to Ukrainian mineral rights. Grammy winner Roberta Flack has died at 88. This is ABC News. Starbucks announced it will lay off 1,100 corporate employees around the world as part of a bid to streamline its operations. Company CEO told employees it will not affect any in-store workers. He also said Starbucks will cut less popular items from menus. Spring break travel is fast approaching, and experts warn you could be paying more this year for flights. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has details.
An airline trade group predicts a 4% increase in travelers between March 1st and April 30th. Airfares will be up by about 4% as well. Experts recommend avoiding travel around Easter and Passover to save some money. Orlando and Las Vegas are some of the top destinations.
Trial begins in North Dakota today, where Texas-based Energy Transfer is suing Greenpeace, saying the group defamed, disrupted, and facilitated attacks during protests over the oil pipeline near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. Greenpeace says the suit's about silencing critics. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 49 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and balmy, a high of 53 with west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of drizzle by late evening, a low of 31. And tomorrow, partly sunny, mild, not as blustery, with a high of 45. Again in Richland Center, after low this morning of 34, it's 49 degrees.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It is a partly sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Two people have died after an apparent gas leak in the township of Oakdale. The Monroe County 911 Communications Center received a call reporting the possibility of multiple deaths and a gas leak at an address on Hobby Road last night around 5. The caller reported they had gone to the residence as they had not heard from the occupants. When they arrived and entered the home, they located a juvenile in the home that was unresponsive and noted the strong odor of gas. They were able to remove a female juvenile from the home. However, life-saving measures were unsuccessful, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. Upon arrival, emergency personnel were able to shut off the gas to the house and make it safe to enter. Inside the residence, an adult male was also found to be deceased, as well as a dog and cat. The incident remains under investigation. However, investigators were able to determine the source of the gas, and there is no information at this time that foul play was involved. Multiple emergency services responded to the scene, including Monroe County Sheriff's Office, Oakdale Fire Department, Toma Ambulance, Monroe County Medical Examiner, and Wisconsin State Patrol. Some language in Governor Tony Evers' budget angers Republican governors. It may have flown under radar for many political observers, but the Republican Governors Association is calling out language in the Democratic governor's proposed two-year budget. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Evers' budget bill recognizes same-sex marriage by replacing terms wife, mother, father, and husband with gender-neutral language like spouse and person. In one section covering artificial insemination, the husband of the mother was changed to the spouse of the inseminated person. RGA Executive Director Sarah Craig issued a statement Friday calling the language offensive to mothers. State Senate President Mary Felskowski, in a statement Saturday, said it is disgusting to see the Evers administration's attempt to erase mothers and fathers. Angry constituents converged on town halls hosted by Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman last week. At locations in Algoma and Fox Crossing Friday, the rooms were at capacity due to fire codes. dozen still waited outside trying to get in. Those in the crowd had concerns about potential cuts to Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, and the role of Elon Musk in his DOGE office. On the opposite side of the state Friday, seven Western Wisconsin Republican lawmakers were a no-show at an event hosted by the Wisconsin Farmers Union to voice concerns about the impact the Trump administration is having on their livelihoods. The no-shows included Congressman Derek Van Orden and Tom Tiffany. A bill extending coverage for new moms is advancing in the Wisconsin legislature. The measure would allow women covered by Medicaid to maintain coverage for a full year after birth of a child. Authored by Republican State Senator Jesse James, it's cleared the Senate Health Committee with bipartisan support. Wausau area Republican Representative Pat Snyder is the bill's assembly sponsor. At a public hearing last week, he called the measure the right thing to do. Former Republican Representative Donna Rosar of Marshfield sponsored the bill in the previous session and said she was proud that the Senate passed it 32-1. It failed to advance in the Assembly, where Speaker Robin Voss remains opposed to what he characterized as an expansion of welfare. Proponents say expanding postpartum coverage to 90 days is inadequate. Wisconsin and Arkansas are the only states that have yet to implement the 12-month coverage extension. Two dairy organizations are suing Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. The Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative are challenging the AG's decision to outsource Department of Justice environmental litigation work. Kim Bremer is executive director for Venture Dairy Co-op. She said Call has taken money from New York University State Energy and Environmental Impact Center and used that money to hire a special assistant attorney general who is in charge of environmental litigation. Bremer says the privately funded center has a track record of advocating for policies that are harmful to farmers. She says the cooperative's members, many of which are large dairies, wanted to proceed with the lawsuit. In a statement from his office, Call said, with the harm pollution causes in many Wisconsin communities, better resourcing enforcement of state environmental laws shouldn't be controversial. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in Calumet County Court. A Republican-sponsored education funding bill passed the Wisconsin State Assembly this week. The bill would require school districts to spend 70% of its operating expenses in the classroom. Those expenses would include teacher salaries, tuition, and instructional supplies, as well as things like athletic programs and extracurricular activities. The spending requirement would not include things like transportation, staff training, or food services. Districts could risk losing state aid payments if they don't meet the bill requirements. Wisconsin wildlife experts are warning residents not to post the locations of rare birds on social media to avoid bird watchers flocking to the area. Residents in the northern areas of the state have seen an increase in the number of snowy owl sightings this year, and officials say crowds of people gathering to snap a picture of the majestic birds could be stressful and dangerous for them. If residents do happen to cross one of the owls, they should watch from a distance. Those lucky bird watchers should also avoid posting the precise location of the owls online. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office wants to notify the public of a telephone scam currently being attempted in the area. Victims are receiving a call from an individual identifying themselves as Detective Miller from the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. They are provided a number to call back and inform the matter is urgent. The phone number being provided is 608-736-0938. If you receive a call from this number or this individual, this is not an employee of the Sheriff's Office and is a scam. If you wish to verify an identity of a staff member working, you may contact dispatch at 608-356-4895. The Iowa County Communications Center received numerous reports of a one-vehicle rollover crash on U.S. Highway 14 near County Road C in the township of Arena Sunday evening around 6:05. The Arena Fire, Arena EMS, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, and Wisconsin State Patrol responded to the scene. As a result of the crash, Johnson W. Oyman, 33, of Black Earth, was arrested on charges of battery or threat to a judge, prosecutor, or law enforcement officer. Operating while under the influence, second offense. Go armed with firearm while intoxicated. failure to stop at a stop sign, reckless driving endangering safety, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Oyman was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he remains in custody. There were no injuries reported resulting from the crash. Following a traffic incident in the town of Viroqua late Saturday afternoon, Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Dustin Andrew Mudd, 36, of Viroqua. The Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a blue pickup truck being operated erratically on U.S. Highway 14 near County Road Y at approximately 4:30. The vehicle was traveling south toward the city of Viroqua, and Viroqua police quickly responded to assist the Sheriff's Office. The vehicle was stopped on North Main Street in the city of Viroqua. Mudd was taken into custody for operating while intoxicated and felony bail jumping. Mudd is being held for a bail hearing. Traffic on U.S. Highway 14 was heavy due to the finish of the WIAA High School Sectional Wrestling Tournament in Westby. Any motorist who encountered this vehicle Saturday afternoon between La Crosse and Viroqua and witnessed traffic violations are urged to contact the Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, has noted a troubling trend in the number of scams by vehicle sellers posing as car dealers online. DMV dealer and agent section chief Mara Shifalakawa explained, an individual creates a website or a social media profile claiming to be a Wisconsin dealership. Stock images of photos of real vehicles and real Wisconsin dealerships are included to make the website seem legitimate. However, there is nothing legitimate about it. The advertised vehicles may be listed at below market value, causing interested consumers to take the bait. There are similarities with each case known as dealer cloning. Fake websites or social media pages, cars priced below market value, and no in-person contact with the seller. Wisconsin DMV is aware of multiple cases that follow this pattern, with fraudulently created websites or Facebook profiles alleging to be legitimate Wisconsin dealerships. Shifalakwa said, in many cases, the fraudster interacts with the consumer by phone or email. The buyer might receive a bill of sale and several photos of a vehicle and agree to purchase by wire transfer, believing the seller will ship the car to them. After the wire transfer is completed, the seller stops all contact and the customer eventually realizes they become a victim of fraud. Wisconsin DOT recommends taking the following precautions to keep safe while buying a vehicle from a dealer. Watch for numerous spelling or grammatical errors on the seller's website or manipulated photos of a business or vehicle. This could tip you off to a clone dealer site or unprofessional dealer. Research the dealership ahead of time, including verifying phone number, address, email, and other contact information. Review Wisconsin DOT's active dealers list to verify licensed dealers at wisconsindmv.gov/dealer list. The list includes motor vehicle dealers and motorcycle dealers who are properly licensed to sell. This list is updated daily and readily available to the public. Review vehicle purchasing information on Wisconsin DOT's website. Visually inspect the vehicle before buying and inspect the required Wisconsin buyer's guide. Ensure the selling dealer uses a motor vehicle purchase contract as required by Wisconsin law. Refrain from sending money by purchasing gift cards or other suspicious payment methods encouraged by the seller. If you wish to make a wire transfer to the seller's bank, independently verify the bank's contact information. You may inform the bank you wish to verify the legitimacy of the seller before sending a wire transfer. If something doesn't feel right, walk away from the purchase. In 2024, DMV's Dealer and Agent Section's Field Investigation Unit investigated 1,259 consumer complaints and returned approximately $1.7 million to car buyers. The unit's responsibilities include consumer complaints, dealer inspections, unlicensed dealer investigations, and title and odometer fraud. If you are the victim of a scam involving a motor vehicle sale, you may speak to Wisconsin DOT's DMV Dealer and Agent Section by filing a dealer complaint at wisconsindmv.gov/dealer complaint. Report internet-based crime at ic3.gov. Consider filing a police report with the local law enforcement agency where you live. Speak to AARP's Fraud Watch Helpline and find fraud victim support groups, and request a free credit report and research identity theft prevention at annualcreditreport.com/index.action. For more information, visit wisconsindmv.gov. It's 49 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. It's Flood Safety Awareness Week. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Well water quality is a major concern in Wisconsin, but sometimes the solution is simpler than you think. When issues arise, trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With years of experience, they have serviced wells all across the area, tackling everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. Whether it's a quick fix or a deeper repair, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Keep your well running smoothly with a team you can trust. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, serving Richland Center and beyond.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 50 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. Flooding is one of the most common and devastating natural disasters with the potential to affect people, families, and communities across Wisconsin. Ready Wisconsin is urging everyone to take steps to understand the risk flooding can bring. To encourage everyone in the state to be prepared, Governor Tony Evers has declared this week as Flood Safety Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Home and property owners can assess the potential for flooding on their property if they live in a floodplain, near a body of water, or have a basement. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has a flood map service center to find official flood maps and access other tools to understand flood risk. While some areas are more susceptible to flooding, every part of the state has a potential risk. In fact, roughly 25% of all national flood insurance claims come from properties outside designated floodplains, according to the National Flood Insurance Program. While you can't always stop waters from rising, the following tips can reduce the devastating effects of flooding. Stay informed. Be aware of weather forecast information, whether it's heavy rain or warm-up that causes snowmelt. Have more than one way to receive weather warnings. Enable wireless emergency alerts on your cell phones to be alerted of imminent threats in your area. Create an emergency plan so you and your loved ones know what to do and where to go in case there is a flood. Practice the plan and make sure everyone knows what to do when a flood warning is issued. Make a list of emergency numbers and important contacts. Consider flood insurance. Most homeowner rental and business insurance policies generally do not cover flooding. Find more information about flood insurance options at floodsmart.gov. Keep water out and away from your house. Clean gutters regularly. Direct downspouts away from your foundation. Repair cracks in your foundation. Improve grading so water flows away from your house and cover window wells. And move valuables out of the basement. Elevate or floodproof your washer, dryer, water heater, and HVAC systems, and relocate electrical outlets to 3 feet above the floor. During and after a flood, never drive or walk through flooded areas. Turn around, don't drown. Be especially careful while driving at night. It is important to also not walk through flood water. Just 6 inches of fast-moving water can sweep adults off their feet. Flood water may also be contaminated by sewerage or chemicals and can hide down power lines or debris that may cause injuries. Take steps to protect your health. If your home floods, follow cleaning and disinfection guidelines to avoid mold growth. If the power goes out for more than 4 hours, throw out refrigerated food or any food that came into contact with flood water. If your drinking water well is flooded, disinfect the well and test the water to make sure it's safe before drinking it. And if you use a generator, keep it outside at least 20 feet from your home to avoid illness or death from carbon monoxide, which can occur in enclosed spaces. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.86 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 12.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 16.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.55 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.37 a gallon, a difference of 82 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 a gallon today. The national average is down 4.4 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 18.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data, compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 1.6 cents in the last week and stands at $3.65 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddies, said, oil prices have remained steady in the low $70 range, but we continue to monitor key developments, including ongoing talks between the U.S., Russia, and Ukraine on a potential agreement. However, as we inch closer to March, the typical March madness will eventually take hold, so motorists may want to enjoy the slight decline while it lasts. While I don't see an abrupt spike in the national average just yet, we're likely to see upward movement in the weeks ahead. A new study says nitrate levels in drinking water in the Driftless area are decreasing. The study, which was done by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, Minnesota DNR, and University of Minnesota, checked nitrate levels over the course of the last 40 to 50 years. Nitrate contamination had decreased in older wells and had remained steady or decreased in newer ones. Researchers said clean water practices and record precipitation in the past 20 years has helped improve drinking water conditions. In today's fast-paced world, families with young children often juggle multiple responsibilities, making it easy to overlook the importance of establishing a primary care provider. However, having a dedicated PCP can significantly enhance the health and well-being of both parents and children. According to Amplify Health Gunderson, research shows that families with a primary care provider experience better health outcomes. According to a study by the National Library of Medicine, families with a PCP are 30% more likely to receive preventative care services, such as vaccinations and screenings, which are crucial for early detection of health issues. And establishing a relationship with a PCP can save families an average of $1,200 annually in emergency room visits and urgent care costs. By prioritizing a primary care relationship, young families can ensure their health needs are met promptly, allowing them to focus on what truly matters, spending quality time together. Center Cinema will host independent filmmaker Nathan Deming tomorrow for a special viewing of his film, February.
I'm trying to do this crazy thing of making a film for every month of the year all set in Wisconsin, and it's inspired by this series called The Decalogue, where a Polish filmmaker made a film for every one of the Ten Commandments, and they're all about an hour long, so that's about how long my films are. And I'm going in order, so I'm on February right now, so you can guess what comes next. But yeah, they're all standalone films, but they all intersect and overlap, and I think we'll tell a larger story. But I just think we have so many interesting personalities, characters, and just, I guess, plain stories to tell in Wisconsin. I'm just so excited. And another big thing we have in Wisconsin that they don't have in California, where I've lived for 10 years now, is the seasons. The months are so pronounced here. I'm just really excited by how they'll all start to line up together, you know, once you have June next to February. Or July, you know, and just also kind of tell the story of nature as well.
Deming says this is a long process.
January came out 2 years ago, and this is February, as we take it around the entire state of Wisconsin this February. And I'll do March in about another year or two. And the idea is this will be a little bit like the spotted cow of film series. You can only get it in Wisconsin. And only get it in that month of the year. And I deliberately wanted to take a while, too, because we also live in this kind of streaming era where I'm sure you know from Netflix or Hulu or whatever, like a new TV show comes out and then, like, drops the entire show in, like, you know, one day, you know, so you could just watch it in a weekend. And personally, I don't like that as much as, like, growing up, you know, TV shows would take years to finish. And it was way much more fun as an experience. So I hope if Wisconsinites will have me and if they are interested, and that they'll get used to me showing up at the movie theaters every couple of years, and they'll be like, oh, he's on April. Oh, he's on May. You know, oh, Mark Ruffalo's in this one.
February follows a Latino immigrant struggling to fit in.
Like a lot of people, doesn't like Wisconsin in February, and he's from a different climate, and nothing seems to be kind of getting him out of his funk until he finds ice fishing, and then he goes out for kind of very memorable night on the ice with a coworker of his brother-in-law. And so I'm mentioning all that because a majority of the cast is Latino and came from Los Angeles to be in the film, but this ice fisherman character, very much a Wisconsinite. I couldn't find anybody as I was casting throughout Wisconsin, in Chicago, you know, bigger cities nearby, and I couldn't find anybody. So eventually I just threw up an ad on Craigslist, and this amazing man replied, or actually his wife replied, because I put my Craigslist ad was looking for a crazy ice fisherman, and then his wife responded, that's my husband, and sent me a photo, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. So he's he's not an actor, but he does a great job in the film and holds his own against all these other professional actors really well.
Two showings of February will be held tomorrow at Center Cinema in Richland Center at 2 and 6. Admission is free. Today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Mackenzie Cooey on ticket number 634. It's 50 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Please
record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
It's 50 degrees in Richland Center, 25 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, the 24th of February. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mike McNair, 82 of Richland Center, died Thursday. There will be no funeral service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Mike McNair include his wife of 54 years, Nancy, two children, Dundee McNair of Middleton and Brooke and Chad Kemp of Kimberley, two grandsons and sisters, Laurie and Billy McNair of South Elgin, Illinois. Mike McNair, 82, of Richland Center. Rosemary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center, died February 15th at Our House Senior Living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rosemary Wanless is survived by six children, Kieran and Dan Kruger and Alan Wanless, all of Richland Center, Elaine and Scott McDonald of Spring Green, David and Connie Wanless of Richland Center, Dan Wanless of Arlington, Texas, and Janine Burke of Stoughton. 13 grandchildren, 24 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Rosemary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Well, we seem to have some technical difficulties with Tony Schumacher's forecast, but I can let you know. Increasing clouds are expected today, breezy and much warmer than normal, with highs in the low 50s and west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of drizzle by late evening, a low of 31. Tomorrow, partly sunny, mild, not as blustery, with a high of 45. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with light rain likely later in the day, possibly mixed with a little wet snow, a low of 33. And Wednesday, cloudy with scattered light rain, possibly mixed with wet snow early, should end by midday with a high of 43. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 50 degrees. After a high yesterday of 41, our low this morning was 34. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 50. The record high for this date was set in 1958 at 63. The record low, 20 below, was set in 1889. Last year's high was 37 with a low of 15. Sunset tonight will be at 5:44, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:45. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds 7 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.51 and no precipitation to report. It is mostly cloudy and 50 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An ag economist makes a case for crop insurance today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A University of Arkansas ag economist cautions farmers not to try to save a buck by skipping crop insurance this year. Here's Hunter Byram.
I've spoken with probably hundreds of producers in Arkansas about this, and we've had great dialogue and great conversations. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I just don't want to pay the premium or the premium's too expensive. I get it. I totally do. But almost by and large, it is always better to get some insurance versus no insurance.
Byram suggests crop insurance is a form of risk protection farmers cannot afford to leave to chance.
But think about it from the farmer's perspective, from the producer's perspective. They're trying to guarantee that they're going to have crops. So we're going to ensure we have crops. Now, you say, well, there's no way to ensure that you have crops. You are correct. But what we can ensure is the value of the crop.
Byram likens crop insurance to any other crop input.
I think we should think about an insurance premium almost as a cost of production. Why? Because when you pay that premium, you're already guaranteeing that value. You're already guaranteeing that yield, essentially. Maybe you're risk neutral and you're very indifferent. You're like, all right, put the crop in the ground. We'll see what happens. But no, like most farmers are going to be risk averse.
Mid-March is the deadline to secure crop insurance for spring planted crops in most parts of the country. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
Wisconsin motorists will not lose E15 as an option at the pump this summer. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The U.S. EPA says it will allow year-round E15 to be sold in 8 Midwestern states, and that includes Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. E15 has required a waiver from EPA to be sold in the summertime, but the 8 states' governors petitioned the EPA for year-round use. EPA says they're still considering issuing emergency fuel waivers to allow year-round E15 in the absence of congressional action ahead of the summer driving season. Midwestern farmland values decreased 1% in 2024. Chicago Federal Reserve Bank policy advisor David Opendahl says the district, which includes Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin, saw dips of 2 to 3% in every state except Wisconsin.
So, you know, we are not seeing everywhere that farmland values are down, but generally in most areas, they're headed down, yeah.
He tells Brownfield several factors are in play, including a decline in crop prices.
So the incomes available to farmers are much lower. There's softness in terms of the demand for land then, but there's just also fewer parcels available, so it hasn't led to massive decrease in farmland values.
Opendahl says he expects the market to be relatively flat to slightly lower in the first quarter of this year. John Deere is planning a workforce reduction at the Des Moines Works plant in Ankeny, Iowa. In a statement to Brownfield, Deere says 119 employees are losing their jobs as part of a three-group layoff throughout March and April. The company says the layoffs are occurring because of reduced demand for products produced in Ankeny, as well as the weakening U.S. farm economy. A bill that would have banned the sale of lab-grown protein for 10 years in South Dakota has failed in their state Senate. A second vote was considered after a tie vote Wednesday, but lawmakers decided not to consider the measure again. The bill was supported by the South Dakota Stock Growers Association, but opposed by South Dakota's Farm Bureau and the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. Both said the bill was bad policy. U.S. commercial red meat production was up in January. USDA says total production, 4.9 billion pounds. That's 2% above January of 2024, with beef production gaining 4% and pork up 1%. U.S. poultry production was higher in January. USDA says 4.6 billion pounds of poultry were certified wholesome last month. That's up 1% on the year, with a 2% increase for chicken, canceling out a 5% decrease in turkey. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news.
From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
A slow Monday for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is relatively quiet to start the week as buyers and sellers are readying for business ahead. Bids and asking prices aren't expected to surface today. Significant trade volume is expected in the latter half of the week. Deals last week were marked at $199 live in the South. That's $4 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis. Northern dress deals were up mostly $315. That's $5 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Boxed beef is higher at midday on solid demand for light off ranks. Choice is up $2.97 at $313.74. Select up $1.07 at $303.63. In Nebraska last week, steers less than 500 pounds were $8 higher. Steers 500 to 700 pounds were $15 higher. Steers 700 to 800 pounds were $7 higher, and eight weights were steady. Heifers less than 700 pounds were $4 to $10 higher. Seven-weight heifers were $2 higher, and eight weights were $8 lower. The USDA says numbers were down last week, largely due to the cancellation of sales from the inclement weather. Sales resumed a more normal schedule Thursday through Saturday as conditions improved. Demand was good, especially for lightweight stocker cattle and top-quality heifers. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 650 to 691 pounds, brought 3,650, and feeder steers, 800 to 842 pounds, brought 270.50 to 287.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 651 to 688 pounds, brought $274.50 to $312. Cash hogs are lower at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Packers haven't been as aggressive in their procurement efforts early in the week and aren't bidding up to move numbers. Demand for U.S. pork globally has been pretty strong, and that's helping provide support to the market. But there are lingering concerns about trade disruptions because of tariff threats. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.29 with a weighted average of $88.96. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were both $2.64 lower with a weighted average of $87.97. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 higher at $66. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were $3 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $63 to $75. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.84 at $98.91. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game, not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90 to 24. That would be a historic butt whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva AgriScience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors, our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com.
When it comes to your corn, you know a strong start means a strong finish. That's why you're up before dawn, finishing paperwork, repairing equipment, filling the tank, and prepping the sprayer. All to give your corn the head start it needs. With Resicor Rev Corn Herbicide from Corteva Agriscience, you'll beat weeds off the starting line. See how full throttle weed control with Resicor Rev will accelerate your start to the season at Corteva.us/ResicorRev.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are lower as development weather has improved in Argentina and harvest conditions in Brazil are good. USDA is expected to lower U.S. acreage at this week's Outlook Forum on Thursday and Friday. March beans are down 8.5 at 10.31. May's 7.75 lower at 10.49.5. March bean meal's down 2.40 at 2.92.40. And March bean oil's down 94 at 45.87. Corn's lower. It's monitoring that development weather in Argentina and the second crop planting pace in Brazil. Year-round E15 has been approved for several states in the Midwest. March corn's down 8.5 at 482.75. May's 8.25 lower at 496.75. And wheat's down as some U.S. winter wheat growing areas are seeing a warm-up after the recent cold snap. Any winter kill that happened during that snap cannot be quantified until harvest. March Chicago's down 9.5 at 580.5. March Kansas City's a dime lower at 599.25. March Minneapolis wheat's down 8.5 at 623.25. Live and feeder cattle are up with some support from last Friday's lower than expected placements total in the on feeder port. Box beef at midday is higher, and this week's show list looks smaller than last week. April lives up $1.12 at $195.07. June's 97 higher at $191.30. March feeders are up $3.67 at $271.62. April feeders are $3.75 higher at $271.30. And hogs are mixed on the mixed cash spread trade and questions about sustained pork demand. April lean is up 10 cents at $87.77. May's down 10 at $91.85. Crude oil's firm. The Dow's up about 200. John Perkins, Brownfield.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
What's driving high food prices? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Food prices have been pushing higher, so what's behind it? Valerie Kilder is an agricultural economist at Purdue University, provides some insight.
If we kind of want to zoom in on what categories drove this increase, specifically in food at home, what we can see is that the prices increased specifically in the category of meat, poultry, fish, and eggs. So here, when we're looking at that 12-month percentage change, we're basically seeing an increase of about 6.1% relative to January 2024. And a lot of that is driven by eggs, which have increased around 53%. So that's really a lot. Indeed, when we're just looking compared to the last month, that's about 15%. And that's the largest increase that we've seen for the eggs index since June of 2015. So we really are seeing an almost 9.5, soon 10-year high in egg prices, or in increases within the egg prices over the last month. And that's actually accounting for about 2/3 of the total monthly food at home increase.
And the USDA continues to project higher egg prices in the near future. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
Hello everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. 3 years after Russia invaded Ukraine, the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution called Advancing a Comprehensive, Just, and Lasting Peace in Ukraine. It comes as Ukraine is facing new pressure from President Trump. ABC's Ian Pannell has more.
The president falsely blaming Ukraine for Russia's ongoing assault and now demanding Zelensky sign a deal to pay the U.S. $500 billion. Zelensky pushing back, saying Ukraine received $100 billion in aid and noting that the money was given as a grant. Approved by Congress.
President Trump today hosting French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House. Earlier, both leaders took part in a G7 phone call on Ukraine. Pope Francis remains in critical condition at a Rome hospital fighting double pneumonia. And word today, Grammy-winning singer Roberta Flack has died. Best known for her 70s hit, including Killing Me Softly with his song, Flack announced in 2022 she was battling ALS. This is ABC News. Americans are facing sticker shock in grocery stores as the price of eggs continues to rise, reaching record prices in just the last 6 weeks. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
Egg prices